Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. Peter is the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth. In fact, if you go to warpspeedgrowth.com, you'll find his all of his stuff there, his books and his writing. You find out how you can do business with him. Peter's an international management consultant in helping companies like yours and mine get better. Peter, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the connection between what you and I as small business owners can learn from how Cadell Evans, the Australian who won the Tour de France this year, how he did it. You know, when I think about Cadell, Peter, you know, he's a little guy. He was always in the shadow, literal shadow, of much bigger people like Andy Schleck, the brothers Andy Schleck and Frank Schleck. And so he was always kind of in their shadow, but he was always right there, and he just kept going. It was like the Ever Ready Bunny, wasn't he? Until he finally found the opportunity to take advantage and to go, and he was ready when it happened, which was literally the 20th stage, and you know, the mental part of that must have been really tough on him. It must really take a tough mental attitude to have to realize those big long legs of the other guys. I'm going to have to keep up with those guys. What do you think?
I think that he did something different this year. In the Tour of Italy a couple of years ago, he was defining himself by other riders, and he lost the tour when that happened.
What do you mean defined by other riders? What does that mean?
If you watched him in the major mountain stage in the Tour of Italy, you saw him riding behind an Italian rider named Basso. And he was watching Basso and trying to keep up with Basso and trying to match Basso's pace. In the Tour of France this year, if you watched Andy Schleck, he was constantly looking to see what other riders were doing. He
right.
was spending more time watching the other riders.
You're right.
Than attention to his own
You're
strength.
Right.
This year, Evans said, I'm running my race to my strength. I'm defining it by my own self-sufficiency. And then he was not in the shadow of anybody. He just rode his race,
which helped him when he had a few mechanical failures, a few setbacks on the road. It helped him when he had those setbacks because he knew who he was, he knew what his plan was, and these disruptions
exactly.
weren't going to derail his plans because he knew who he was and what he was trying to accomplish. He didn't let those setbacks affect him, did he?
No, he made the decision that he was in charge of his own destiny, nobody else. And that's why he beat Andy Schleck.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Schleck was being defined by others, and Cadell Evans this time was being defined by himself. He was master of his own fate.
Right.
And he just to do right. Great plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is something that a lot of small business owners probably have a little difficulty with, because we're like Cadell. We're small. We're underpowered, you know, compared to at least on the surface, the way, you know, and we're undercapitalized. We're, you know, we may not be getting the respect that we need to get. And as I said, if you remember, I mean, Cadell Evans was always mentioned, but a lot of people really, I mean, if you think about it, Peter, for the bulk of the race, The people who were talked about the most were the Schleck brothers and Contador. Cadell was
Absolutely.
Mentioned. Cadell was mentioned, but if you remember, not a lot of people said on the 10th or 12th or 13th day of the tour said, you know, Cadell Evans is going to win this race. They just said, well, he could win it. He might win it. And small business owners are a lot like that. Aren't we? Sometimes, you know, we and that's the reason why it's important to as you say, to know who we are and not be defined by others.
And I think we hit something else on a side conversation that's important. Cadell used his maturity this year as his strength,
yeah,
not as his weakness. He was older, but he used his maturity as his strength. And that's something that we all can do anytime.
And
that's the strength we all have.
And as you work through challenges, that's a learning process that you can use the next time a challenge comes up. For some reason, Peter, after you've been in the marketplace for a while, when a new challenge pops up, you tend to take it more in stride than the last one because, as you say, of that maturity, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's why we become better as we mature. We become wiser. We always progress. We
Absolutely.
Always progress.
Hey, Peter, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, warpspeedgrowth.com. That's one of the books, too. Check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.